What's up, network? It's Adam again. This is a quick podcast to answer some questions that have been out there for TPNX. We've been getting a lot of emails regarding the meet and greets by American and United. As much as I would like to tell you that I can give all the answers right here on this little brief, quick-hitting verbal edition of an FAQ, I can't, unfortunately. What I can tell you is that a few days ago, I think it was about 3 days ago, American sent out all the confirmed meet and greets to the people who had signed up for them. If you had not been assigned a meet and greet at that point, unfortunately, I don't think that you have one scheduled with American. Now, that doesn't mean they don't have a standby list for those who show up to the conference and will see people. In the past, and I can't guarantee this is going to happen at TPNX this year, but American spent a lot of extra time hanging out and answering questions and seeing those people who didn't get a chance to see them during the scheduled meet and greets. Hopefully that's exactly what's going to happen again for those folks that are on the standby list. United's a little bit of a different story. United has put out essentially the way that they are coming in with the recruiters. We're not entirely sure if they're going to actually have the meet and greet scheduled within the app before TPNX. So what we did in the past is our volunteer force, who are incredible and we owe them the world, will make sure that you who get there and have shown interest in United will get to see them. There will be no lines. We don't do that at TPNX, so you won't stand in a big line. There'll be an actual waiting area where they will come and get you as time permits and people will get to see United. All this is to just kind of quell a little bit of fears, and people are freaking out about, you know, I didn't hear anything or I heard something, but I'm not really sure. The idea is if you show up to TPNX, we're going to do our best to get you in. If something happens after or during the conference where you didn't get to see one of the airlines that you wanted to see, we're going to try to do our best to make you whole. Now, that doesn't mean that we want you to sign up and you see everybody else and then you go, well, I didn't get to see my top choice. That is something that we don't have a lot of control over, unfortunately. But we want you to keep the emails coming and let us know what's going on with your situation so we can try our best to keep working with the airlines to get you in. The other thing is, and this is the other piece of this that I want to talk about, is in a lot of emails that we're seeing, there is a lot of, and I hate to use this term, but it's kind of myopic thinking. I only want to see this airline. This is the only targeted airline that I'm going for. Well, that is, although a good way to be very specific on your goals, that is not necessarily how it works in the airline industry for those of you who've been around for a while. I know lots of guys who were former Northwest and who never got hired at Delta but were acquired later on. I know lots of guys at Continental who were never got hired by United and ended up being there. I know friends at TWA and America West who are now American pilots. What I'm trying to say by this is you can have a goal, and absolutely you should. You should be working towards that goal, but it doesn't mean that you should cut off every other opportunity that's out there. If you're only going to hold out for one place, that opportunity may never come along, and you may be at the place that you're currently at that you don't want to be. And that means that you are going to put seniority aside and longevity aside for the sole chance of that one airline finally calling. What I want you to do is take a deep look at yourself and think, okay, take a breath. Am I really only beholden to one place that I'm going to try to get to and work for? Because in the past at TPNX and other conferences, I'm sure as well, people have gone to these events and talked to many airlines and many of the recruiting teams and realized that maybe that's not exactly where they wanted to be anyways. I can give you, for instance, last year we had a Marine who was retiring. I think he was a Marine. He was a little bit older. And his whole thing was, you know, I'm not entirely sure. He's like, I'm going to go to a major or a legacy carrier just because that's what everybody does. But since his age, he was nearing 50. He's like, I've got 15 years left. I don't really know if I want to work till 65. He goes, I kind of want to make as much money as I can up front. And he wasn't really keen on commuting. And I think he lived in like Norfolk or something like that. And if I recall, either Piedmont or PSA, who'd been there, one of them had a base at Norfolk or wherever it was out east. And they wanted to have him in class right away. So he would get a direct entry captain. He would get all the benefits that come with that, with the bonuses and whatnot. And he was able to start earlier, get through the process, and then get on and drive to work relatively soon. I believe it was a junior base anyways. He never would have thought to do that had he not sat down and chatted with different recruiters from different recruiting teams. So what I'm saying isn't trying to pitch you to come to TPNX is, instead of looking at the one opportunity as being the only opportunity, look at the opportunities that might exist outside of that one chance. I know, for instance, where I'm at now would have never came to fruition, because had I been in my mindset that I was when I left the reserve full time, I thought I'm only going to go to Atlas. And I know a lot of people might say, well, why Atlas? I thought the lifestyle was really good for me at the time. And I had an interview scheduled. And the Monday after I passed the phone interview and was able to set up my interview. So I guess I didn't have an interview scheduled. I had passed the phone interview and was told I'd get the information on Monday when to schedule my interview. So it was a Friday. And then that Monday I got a email that said all interviews are postponed. And I did not receive an interview with Atlas until, so that was in November or October of 2011. And I believe that I didn't get my interview with Atlas until August of 2012. And I ended up going to a small charter company for a little while, flying, and many of you heard this a million times, flying Beech 1900s in Afghanistan. And I would have never had that opportunity and that experience, which was really good for me as not only a pilot, but as a person, had I just had that myopic, well, I'm not, you know, if Atlas didn't call me, then I'm not going there. And then I was like, well, I'm going to go to Atlas and just shut everything else off. I listened to what people said to me and what I was being taught, and I realized that, okay, maybe I need to open my aperture. Maybe this isn't where I want to be when I have kids and a family, which is exactly the case. It wouldn't have worked for us. So what I mean by all this is just open your aperture, give those other experiences a try before you just shut everything off. That doesn't mean buy a ticket to TPNX. That's not what that's about. But it means go do the research, check out. Maybe there's something else out there for me right now. Maybe there's a place that I can go and fly for a little while before I go to the next phase of my career. And maybe, who knows, that might be your final destination, the place that you really want to be anyways. Who knows? You don't know until you try. So if you only have United or American or Southwest or something like that, or even Delta, who is still kind enough to sponsor TPNX but can't make it this year, as one of your only options, and you don't get hired by one of them, maybe there's another option out there that you're not willing or giving enough credence to. Maybe that's the place where you're going to end up and being happy or at least content for the time being while you move on throughout your career. So don't close off options and shut all the doors just because something is not coming up the way it should be right now in your career. I know that's kind of tough to hear. I also know that it's a change over the last 2 years, but we're moving back to a slightly more normal hiring. It's still a lot of hiring that's going to be going on over the next 2 or 3 years, but it's a little more normalized. It's not going to be the 2,500 pilots per year, 2,400 or whatever that each major was hiring. I just saw that UPS today from our friends over at AeroCrew News are going to open up the pipeline to start hiring again. So who knows what's going to happen in the next 2 to 3 years. With that said, it's time to keep those options open and to keep the idea of I'm only waiting for XYZ airline to kind of go the way of the dinosaur, be extinct, be flexible, be malleable, see what else is out there, because you never know what opportunities await when you try something a little different. Had we not stuck with TPN and just made a Facebook group and then said, oh, this is, you know, not kind of dumb, we would have never had TPNX. I would have never had some of the personal opportunities that I've garnered. And more importantly than all of that, we wouldn't have been able to grow together as a community and help one another along in this great journey of aviation. So with all that said, back to the TPNX point, we'll see what we can do. I can't promise anything. I wish I could. If it was up to me, we'd have 100 recruiters from every airline and we'd see every pilot on the planet. But that's not what TPNX is. It's smaller. It's a little bit more, it's a tighter-knit group of people that come. There's less, few less recruiters, but that's the way we operate TPNX. We're never going to be, a 3,000 people conference per day. That's just not how we operate. And that's tough to do. I give a lot of credit to the conferences that can do that. It's really impressive, but we want to, we like where we're at size-wise and we want to keep it that way. And we think that, we can work with the airlines and hopefully make sure that everybody who shows up and is on a standby list gets to see somebody by the end of the day and get that conversation that they want to have, no matter which airline it is. And if not, we'll talk about it. We'll figure it out. We'll all have that conversation at the end. And that's why we have a pretty generous refund policy after the show is all over. Yes, we like to call it a show. We've got some really cool things that are coming up at TPNX anyways. Whether or not you're there for a job or you're there for more than the job, which is what we all hope, that this is a networking event. There's some stuff that's going on that's heavily related to job fair, but there's also a lot of fun that's going to occur and a lot of camaraderie between old friends, new friends alike. So I can't wait to see everybody at TPNX. We're really excited. Things are coming together really, really well. Minneapolis, hopefully the weather's going to be beautiful. For those of you who might be interested in playing golf, hit me up. Hey guys at thepilotnetwork.com. And I am doing a little bit of a golf get together on the Tuesday prior. I know that's probably nobody's coming up there that early, but if you happen to be in town and you're interested and the weather holds, I'm looking at playing up there before the conference. So hit me up. And if you have any other questions, hit us up at heyguys@thepilotnetwork.com. Go over to our website, www.thepilotnetwork.com. Hit us up on the socials, and we will see you up at TPNX. And as always, keep the shiny side up, greasy side down. Fly safe.